Come here, little girl. Get down on your knees. Shh, don't talk. Sit. Good. Now present. Now spread your legs further. Your arms are good. Chin up. You know I like it when you look at me. Come on. Good. Look me in my eyes. That's better. Now, I know that you like it when I exert control over you. I also know for a fact that you enjoy meditation, or guided meditations anyway. But I thought, why not combine the two? I think you could benefit from having me tell you where your mind is supposed to go. And not so much just to relax you, but to get you off as well. No. You just sit there. Shh. Not another word from you. I know you don't like this. Maybe I should hit you a couple of times, huh? No? But it hurts so nicely. Don't move. When I hit you, you don't move. Good. Good. Now, close your eyes. Close your eyes and think of me. Yes, I know I'm right here. Shh. Think of me, what I mean to you, the control that I exert over you, little girl. Not just in a physical sense that I'm able to restrain you, that I'm physically stronger, that you couldn't stop me if you wanted to, but in the sense that when you think of me, you become docile or playful or aroused. Let me just put my glasses down. Think of the bond between you and I. How, without you, I feel alone, not wanted. Like I'm missing a part of myself. How you feel the same without me. But there are differences in how you and I work, isn't there? You like the mental grip that I have over you. How I seemingly know what to always do with you. Always know what to say, when to push, when to lock you down and choke you, or when to let you be playful. When to abruptly change that. Fuck you, hurt you, or treat you like a princess. Think about all the types of control that I exert over you. How I modify your behavior in small ways, some bigger, obviously. How a look from me is able to bring you to your knees. How the tone of my voice brings you into a certain headspace. Lie down. Good. Good little girl. Imagine in your mind you and me naked. There's nothing else, just you and me in a white room. With no walls, no roof, seemingly no floor, all just white, floating. Can you do that, little girl? Good. Now, I'm your daddy. I own you. You like to be owned. Put a lot of meaning, a lot of emotions, a lot of effort into it. A thick black leather collar materializes around your neck. To me, it symbolizes or strengthens the meanings and the ownership that I have over you. Not that our relationship would be nothing without the color, obviously, but it's a token. It's an anchor, in a way. Something that anchors your consciousness of being owned. Of belonging to me. Not someone, not anyone, but me, your daddy, little girl. I want you to touch your clit. I want you to rub gently. in this mind space with you, me, you being colored now. We're alone in the sense that I imagine us. A clean shaven slate. It symbolizes something, not just the relationship between you and I, which is built from the bottom up, slowly but steadily increasing the intensity, the type of ownership, the type of submissiveness or control. It also symbolizes you, because for me, and with the type of control that I aim to exert, you are, or for the most part at least, a clean slate. Because there are rules. Rules that you must follow in order to satisfy my needs. Rituals that you will perform for me. Or restrictions to you. I suppose those are rules too. Passive control, like you aren't allowed to come if I don't want you to. You're not allowed to wear underwear unless I want you to. You must maintain your body, working out, shaving. Things like that. But also in regards to how you act towards me. Can't have loosely defined lines. I need structure. So you refer to me as daddy. And I refer to you as little girl, for the most part, or my slut, my whore, my dirty little bitch, my filthy little fuck slut. Rub faster. It doesn't matter if you're close to coming, because you're not allowed to yet. But those rules, those restrictions, the rituals, it's all a part of the control you let me exert over you. You give up a part of yourself to become redefined under my guidelines. I suppose that's how you could say it. Does this make you lose your personhood? No. You've let me do this. You have let me take control of you like this. And that part's of the pleasures that you once took for granted, took as a given that you don't have anymore. Is that tough? I would think so. I think it's very tough, very challenging to accept that there are parts of your body that you are no longer responsible for or allowed to control. This type of control excites me a lot. It gives me a sort of rush just talking about it. Well, you are participating and are being put under my control right now, but just talking about it, it's a different type of, I want to say arousal, because it's something I only get from this. It heightens my state of being in a way. It's hard to explain. It makes me want you more. Makes me crave stripping you from what makes you, you. And then to have to define you after my will. I'm rambling here. Guiding you at all. Rub faster. You are my little girl. What does that even mean? What does that mean? What does it mean that you're my little girl? It means that I care for you. That I want you to have the best possible experience within the limits that you give me. It means that you mean the world to me. That I want you, that I miss you when I can't have you. My little girl. Masturbating from me. While in her mind, she thinks about all these things. Define who she and I are, who the little girl and the daddy is. Little girl, I want you to come right now, rub your clit faster, and come for me. Come, little girl, come for your daddy, do it, come when you're told to, come.
Good girl.